Well, welcome to the online version of Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. Well, I do have a lot of thoughts. I'm not really an expert in anything. I'm not a doctor, not a lawyer, not a theologian, or whatever they call them guys. I'm just a thinker. And I've been thinking a lot about a lot of different things. Now, whether you agree with it or not, it's not the point. There is a lot of false reports out there. You don't know who to believe or what to believe. And I found a scripture in Exodus chapter 23, verse 1, that says, "Do not spread false reports." I think we can all learn from something. Jesus also gave us some understanding. He said, "Test the spirit and make sure it's of me." You know, God gave us the Ten Commandments so that his people could know how to love him faithfully, wholeheartedly. You can find that in Exodus 20 and Matthew 22, and love their neighbor as they love themselves. Now, Moses laid down various stipulations that, if followed, would enable the Israelites to love their neighbors. Because the Lord is righteous and he loves justice, it says in Psalm 11, verse 7, Moses commanded them to follow justice and justice alone, Deuteronomy 16. To act justly and love mercy is mandated of God's people, even in Micah, that little book, Micah 6:8. Love neighbor means it's mandated for God's people to love one another, and love means justice for everyone. So that little scripture that I read today about do not spread false reports ensures us that we have justice for all if we'll follow God's word. It says, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor, false accusation, malicious testimony, slander, withholding justice because of eternal pressures, favoritism, or even bribery. All contribute to the perversion of true justice and repudiation of neighborly love." We're commanded to love one another. We don't always have to like one another or do what they do, but we're commanded to love and show love and grace and respect. You know, the other night watching the Bucks game, and I don't know if it's against the rules or not, but the receivers for the Bucks, when they made a touchdown, they went over and they gave the game ball to either a kid in the stand or gave it to an adult, and the adult gave it down to the kid. And I don't know. I just think that's a class act. Now, whether they get fined for doing it, whether it's a football rule, you shouldn't do that or something, I don't know. But I do remember during the 2018 baseball season, a Chicago Cubs coach wanted to give a baseball to a young boy sitting by the dugout. But when the coach tossed the ball towards him, a man scooped it up and said, "Now, we're on video everywhere." There was a video of the event. It went viral. News outlet and social media skewed this brute of a man. Except viewers did not see the whole story. You see, earlier the man had helped the young boy snag a foul ball, and they agreed to share the additional balls that came their way. Unfortunately, it took 24 hours before the true story emerged, but the mob had already done its damage, demonizing that innocent man. Too often, we think we have all the facts when we only have fragments of our modern gotcha culture, or cancel culture, or snippets of dramatic video and inflamed tweets. It's easy to condemn people without hearing the full story, isn't it? However, Scripture warns us not to spread false reports, Exodus 23:1. And we must do everything possible to confirm the truth before leveling accusations. Now, it's not easy, and I know that, but make sure we do not participate in lies. We should be cautious whenever a vigilant spirit takes a hold, or whenever passions ignite and waves of judgment swell. We want to safeguard ourselves, following the crowd in doing wrong. We can be on guard, and we need to be on guard as believers in Jesus. And we pray that maybe God can help us not to spread false reports, and that he may provide what we need to exhibit wisdom and to make certain words are actually true. Take a moment in your life to reflect. When you were falsely accused and what damage it did to you and how the wrong was made right. Sometimes the wrongs are made right and sometimes, well, they just never get made right. Well, I'm rambling and thinking, but thank you for listening to me today on the online service of Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. And we have a little prayer. God, with the fast-moving things of these days that we live in, it's often hard to know what's real. Help us, O Lord, to listen and to pay attention and speak only the truth. In Jesus' precious name. You know, this is Pastor's Thoughts and prayers are very important. But you know, you don't need prayer requests. You don't need to write down. You don't need to call the preacher. Although I love hearing from you and I love receiving the prayer requests. You know why? Because you can talk directly to God yourself. He's waiting and wanting you to talk to Him. Now, you can reach out with an intercessory prayer request, and we come together where two or more are gathered. Jesus said, there I am in the midst. But prayers are very important. And we have a lot of prayer requests that's up on the website and on the bulletin. And we come into a prayer of agreement with those folks and for those folks. And the ones that are lifted up in church on Sunday morning are always great. But you know, we always know there's some that were not mentioned aloud, and God hears them too. So in order to just to be in a good attitude and be faithful to prayer requests, we come here on the online service and simply say, Father, you know what's on the hearts and the minds of your people. They are all individual. They are all different. You know their needs. You know things that need to be fixed before you can answer a prayer. Or sometimes you know everything. You know the beginning and the end. But Father, the most important thing in the scriptures where it says, and thy will be done as it is in earth and as it is in heaven. So we pray for God's will to be in our lives. And we close this little segment with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And all God's children said, Amen. Pray you're having a wonderful day, and stay in touch. Let us know if there's anything you need or any suggestions even for the online service. Phil does a great job keeping all this stuff up to date, but we want to make sure we're staying in contact with you, and we'd love to hear from you. The blessings of God be with you for now and forevermore. Amen.